and welcome to my podcast. My name is Matilda Zijena, and welcome to my podcast that I've aptly titled Walk the Talk. Walk the Talk is basically a podcast that profiles people from various backgrounds, from diverse backgrounds, who have taken the initiative to better their lives by pursuing their goals, their dreams, and their passions, and in the process, have inspired all of us. We will cover stories of people and their endeavors in various areas that include areas of entrepreneurship, which is my favorite, and business, entertainment, music, and the arts, and even in the areas and spaces of sports. We're basically going to be sharing stories of Zimbabweans all over the world, not just Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe, but Zimbabweans from all over the world that have pursued their dreams and really inspired us in the process. I'm very excited to start this podcast. And, you know, like many entrepreneurs, I'll just give you a background of my story, share my story as I start this podcast. When I thought about the idea of Walk the Talk as a show that I wanted to have to be basically born online, I thought I would have it as a YouTube channel. So it was going to be a born digital online show that was going to be of video content with video footage on YouTube. And I was going to get a partner, a corporate sponsor that would come on board and help me share the Zimbabwean stories that would then be viewed by millions of Zimbabweans and many other people worldwide via YouTube. But that process has taken a while, and I've had this concept since, procrastination is bad, I must say. And so this show is to also help people not to sit on their ideas and to procrastinate, because I've had this idea. The moment that I started my digital marketing firm in 2013, I had the concept to start the talk show, which I'd been thinking about for a very long time. And the opportunity to move it to digital was only natural, given that that is the area in which I operate. So I was excited to do that, but I've just really sat on my idea for all these years, and I was getting quite annoyed and frustrated, but I thought the opportunity to get started is there. I mean, there's so many tools online that allow you to create content in the comfort of your office, your home, really in your car, anywhere you are, because of mobile devices, you can record, share onto multiple social media platforms. So this is the joy of this information age that we are now living in. So I'm very excited to be able to start my talk show in the form of a podcast through Anchor, which I heard about through a YouTube video that I was watching of Gary Vee. And I love Gary Vee so much. And he was like, you know, go to Anchor. And listen, I'm not sponsoring, or I'm not an investor in Anchor, but I, you know, I think that's the next wave of communications, is that people are moving to podcasts, or moving back to podcasts, as you know, because there was a time when podcasts were really big soon after the era of blogging sort of started to die down, and then we had podcasts, and then we had video content as a communications platform online. So we're moving back to podcasting, and I'm really excited because platforms such as Anchor allow us to just create content that we can then share with our target audience, and then build our audience that way and be able to do what we want to do. So this show, Walk the Talk, will start as a podcast, and I'm hoping that it's going to do well and it's going to attract a lot of listenership, and will eventually grow to what I actually had initiated and planned for it, which was a YouTube channel, and so that it carries on with the concept of being born digital as a show, moving from podcast to video, or just to maintain the two, because I should be able to do that, given I can use Anchors for my podcast, and then I can use YouTube for my video footage. So this is really exciting for me. I'm happy to get started, and I will soon inform you of my first guest, and then we can get the series going on Walk the Talk. I think our series is going to start focusing on entrepreneurs. So we'll call the Walk the Talk Entrepreneurship Series, Which will be our first series, and then we can move on to various areas. Or if we're covering or profiling an entertainer, we'll basically have that stipulated in the episode, so that you know which episodes you can follow. So we have them tagged for entertainment, we'll have them tagged for entrepreneurship and business, we'll have them tagged for arts, the creative space, sports. So if we're talking to various personalities we know, and you can follow which area you are really interested in. So I'm excited for that, really excited for that. And so just to give you a brief background of who I am, as I've already mentioned, my name is Matilda Zijena. I'm a former fashion and beauty queen. I'm a former fashion model. I'm a former beauty queen. And I always feel a bit of an uncomfortable sort of vibe about mentioning that I'm a former beauty queen or fashion model, but really it's part of my journey and part of who I am. So in my youth, in my teenage years and my early 20s, I was a beauty queen and a fashion model in Zimbabwe. Basically started off at the age of 18, after being discovered as I was walking. I mean, really, I'd been looking for it, but I was discovered. So really what they say about how what you become what you believe, or you become what you think, or, you know, if you're thinking about something, you'll draw the energies of people at the same wavelength. I'd been walking around in Harare, and then I bumped into the famed Langa Sibanda. And she stopped me, and I was walking, I was crossing the road, I was crossing Nelson Mandela, actually. And she stopped me and she said to me, listen, have you ever considered being a model? And, you know, I was so excited that someone had even thought that I was thinking, you know, had the same thought process as I had. I was so excited. And I was like, yes, yes, I have. And my aunt was right there. My auntie Skulegile was right there with me. And she was quite fascinated by the whole conversation and watched us go back and forth about how you could join this. And, you know, you should give me a call and all of that sort of stuff. And I was excited that someone else actually recognized that any potential of being a model. So I always thank Langa Sibanda for that. I love you, big sis, for being confident enough to have just said, you know, I think I recognize talent in you. Why don't you pursue this area of, if you're interested? And so I always try to, every time I see a beautiful girl who's got potential, the looks of a model, I always try to encourage them to pursue that area, because it really opened up a lot of doors for me. So I really shouldn't shy away from that path. So yes, I was a model and a beauty queen. I entered the Miss Zimbabwe pageant, for which I was the first runner-up. That year Annette Kambarami won, bless her soul, because I really wanted to be Miss Zim that year, given I'd been Miss Harare. And it was, you know, really tilted. The crown was tilted to be won by Miss Harare by far, without question. But of course, that year, Annette, the lovely Annette Kambarami, came along from Mutare. She was at university in Mutare, and she came and she literally won that title when I was so sure that I was going to win. So that's something that I think it was well known. I thought I was going to win, but it didn't happen. I was the first princess, and that was great. I was also Miss Parade, and that was lovely. I enjoyed being Miss Parade, and I really realized, and looking back, in hindsight, I realized that I didn't really appreciate that I was a brand back then. With all those titles that I could have associated myself, and which it did happen actually a few times, where I had to do a certain engagements representing my my title. I had to represent Miss Zimbabwe when Annette Kambarami was not available to take on her duties. I worked with various brands in terms of representing them at various events, just being present at an event engagement as part of Miss Zimbabwe and under the Miss Zimbabwe Trust. So that was really great. But even then, I didn't appreciate that I was actually a brand that could do much, much more, and that I was actually bringing value as Miss Parade, or as the first princess to Miss Zimbabwe, or as Miss Harare, or as, you know, person standing in for Miss Zimbabwe, because as first princess, I was able to do that. I didn't appreciate that, and I didn't see myself as a brand. I was only grateful to have been given the opportunity. I was just only grateful to be there, but I didn't actually appreciate and understand the impact that I could have actually had in my community. I mean, I remember I used to write a column called the Tilly Column for the Parade magazine as Miss Parade, but I never really appreciated the value that I was bringing. It was always a rush job every end of the month. Oh my God, I've got to submit my article. I've got to submit my article. So I'll do just haphazard research. If I had known the impact that I would have, and if I had appreciated that I actually loved writing, because even then I didn't realize I loved writing, but every month for the 12 months that I reigned as Miss Parade, I submitted an article to the Parade magazine that they would put a, publish in their monthly publication of the Parade magazine. So yeah, looking back, I realized I used to like writing, and I loved creating the content, because every time I was under pressure, I still was able to deliver on an article after doing all kinds of research for it. So I really loved my Tilly column in the Parade magazine. So those are some of the perks that I really had but didn't appreciate. And looking back now, I realize what a platform I actually had. And I didn't actually realize that, because there was no PR back then, plus all these pageants. But they never really provided us with an understanding of what platform we were now standing on, what was expected of us. We were never groomed in that area. Whilst we had, you know, grooming and deportment classes, which really carried us through these various pageants that we took part in, we really didn't have public relations training. And I only got to appreciate the importance of brand management and PR much later, when I was studying in Australia for my undergraduate degree in business, majoring in marketing. I then started to appreciate that, oh my goodness, I could have done so much more. And the other thing was, of course, there was no social media back then. So we really had no way to track the stories and to cover our activities that we did in the various areas of the charitable initiatives that we carried out under the banners of the various beauty pageants that we entered. So, yeah, in that regard, that was lost. But then it was always documented in the newspaper. So it was always nice to see that you're in the newspaper, in the various magazine publications. It was always exciting to be on television. That was really exciting. But we never had agency of our brands, or understood that we could actually have agency of our own brands and to manage them and to grow them as we wanted. But well, I thank God that I had, and I do thank God that I had the training and the, you know, in grooming and deportment, really. So that carried me, and just my understanding and my appreciation of where I was to a certain degree that allowed me to just carry myself through. But I would have loved to have had a bit of public relations grooming to allow me to appreciate that I was actually a brand. So in this podcast, Walk the Talk, we're going to be sharing stories that, you know, allow people to look at themselves and think, oh, okay, so I'm a brand. What can I do more? What more can I do with myself? When you hear someone else tell their story of what they've done to build themselves up from nothing, can that inspire you to do more for yourself? The idea is to try and get people inspired to move and not to just talk. So hence our very, very creative title, Walk the Talk. We were being very creative there. So in carrying on with my story, following my modeling and beauty queen days, I got married very young. I had two lovely boys, and still in that moment, I hadn't acquired any tertiary education. I'd just done my O-levels. And whilst I was pregnant with my first son, I pursued my A-levels, which I did fairly well in, but it wasn't, you know, excelling, but I could actually go ahead and pursue my tertiary education. But after about 3 years, I had my second son. And life happened, really. I got a job in sales, and I started my first job in sales at Omni Graphics, and that was awesome. And then, you know, after a few years, I started to think more and more about the idea of getting my tertiary education. And by this time, I was already, you know, about 8 years had gone by, and I was 27. So I applied for university place in Australia at Griffith University, and I got in. I was going to study in business, which I loved, always loved the area of business. And, you know, and I'd always been an entrepreneur. And I know this because I'd been doing a lot of other businesses before I left. I pursued commodity trading. I had pursued corporate gifts, areas of corporate gifting. I'd done sales of clothing. So I'd been in the fashion space as well. So I knew that I had the natural inclination for entrepreneurship, and that is my passion. Entrepreneurship is my passion. And I love to dabble in many areas of business. I've got many interests. I like import and export. I like fashion. I obviously love marketing, the marketing space. So I love building brands, communicating brand messages, helping people deliver on their promises as brands. So I love that sort of space. I'm a people person. I love to interact. I'm very happy to meet people of at all levels, really, and all backgrounds. It really excites me. So I did pursue my studies in 2008. I traveled to Australia, packed my bags, packed my boys, and we went to Australia. We traveled to Brisbane, Australia, and I started my undergraduate degree in Australia, and that was such an insightful time for me because I'd moved country with my two boys, no other support structure, and I had no idea the challenges that I was going to meet whilst I was there. But it was really such a learning curve for me as a human being, because the struggle and the challenge of it all just grew me in ways that I can only be thankful for. Whilst I was in the midst of it, of course, I thought God had just left me to myself, and there was no help I was receiving. But every year that I went by, I managed to pursue my degree. And there was no time at which I actually wasn't studying. I always had the opportunity to study. I always had an opportunity to find work. I started a cleaning business there. So I was able to employ other students whilst I was there. So that entrepreneurship streak again came up. So I needed to pay my university fees, and I needed to pay my rental. So I started a cleaning business. I employed students from India, from Zimbabwe, from Kenya, from Australia, from Rwanda, students from Senegal. It was amazing. And I was able to pay my fees and see myself through 5 years of study. In the meantime, I had to send my boys back to Zimbabwe because I couldn't actually manage both work, studies, and trying to get them organized in terms of school and all the other activities that they had to do. So 2 years into my degree, I realized it was either I finished that or I went back home with my boys. And so the decision was made together with my family that I should maybe send the boys back home and finish what I'd started. That whole concept of walking the talk. I had to walk the talk, and I chose to finish my degree. And in 2012, I was able to finish my studies in June of on the 22nd of June, actually on my birthday. I was able to complete my studies, which I had so wanted to be able to do, and that was really exciting for me. So at the end of 2012, that was just on a couple of days before Christmas, I packed my bags, and I'd already had them packed, boxes packed and sealed. I prepared myself to travel back to Zimbabwe, where I hadn't been in 4 years. I hadn't traveled back to Zimbabwe in 4 years. And I think you can feel the emotion in my voice even as I talk about it, because I was so happy to be going back home and going back to my boys. And with me, I carried the dream of changing the communications platforms in Zimbabwe. I was bearing a dream to introduce brands, and well, the conversation had already started, but I wanted to be part of the pioneers of communicators that were moving brands from traditional communications platforms to digital communications platforms. I was really excited to go on this journey. So 2012, on the 25th of December, I arrived in Zimbabwe just in time for Christmas with my boys. I had promised them I was going to be home for Christmas, and there I was, landed in Zimbabwe just in time for Christmas dinner. I was really excited. My boys were very awkward around me. It had been 4 years of my absence in their lives. And there's been a rebuilding journey ever since. We've come back to a place of you know, our bond is really just sort of gelled back. It never ever was ever broken. And I'm just thankful for that from God, and just the excitement of being back home with my kids. And everyone kept saying to me, but are you not going to go back to Australia? And I was like, no, if I can't take my boys back with me, I am certainly not leaving. So I chose family over the possibilities of being away from my kids one more year. So I'm always happy to be back. In any case, I had plans to bring digital marketing to Zimbabwe. So I embarked on my journey in June of 2013. I launched, after 6 months of trying to contemplate what I was going to do, I launched Identity 365 Media in June of 2013. And it has been a journey ever since. And so Walk the Talk is content that I am creating around this business, Identity 365, my PR and digital marketing firm, whose focus is really digital marketing, public relations, and event management, which we love. We love all these aspects because they help us help our clients communicate their brand message, create memorable experiences through events, and interact directly with their target audiences on various social media platforms. So we're really excited to be able to be in this space at this time in Zimbabwe and in Africa, if I do say. So very excited. And we've initiated Walk the Talk as a podcast to help us interact with various Zimbabweans and share their inspiring stories and inspire us all to pursue our dreams, really, and help me realize that you know, I'm not alone on this journey of entrepreneurship and in the pursuit of our dreams, that we can share our stories and inspire each other. So I'm very excited to be on this journey. I hope you'll join me and we'll be able to walk the talk together as we inspire and get inspired by the various people we're going to profile. I mean, who knows? I may be talking to you one day. And I'm excited for that because I love interacting with people. So I'm very excited for that. I'm excited for this podcast to do well. I'm basically walking my talk, and I hope you'll be able to join me on this journey. I'm very excited. My name is Matilda Zijena. I look forward to doing this with you every week, sharing a story with you every week that will inspire you and have you look at life differently, or your dreams differently, or your passions differently. So join me. Let's go on this journey together. I'm learning as well. So excuse me if I stammer or stutter. I am excited just to be able to do this. It's been a passion of mine, and I'm excited to be able to do it. So thank you very much. I look forward to sharing my first guest with you and walking the talk. But in the meantime, until I get back to you, you must walk the talk in your life. Thank you very much.